Let me go and look for seven people and say whether they would like it or not, will be celebrated. Amen. That First Chronicles chapter 12, verse 1. Now, these are they that came to David to seek Ziklag. While he yet kept himself, he was running like a timid man, here and there, no helper. Because of Saul, the son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men, helpers of that war. Praise the Lord. And in verse 23, who are these helpers? Verse 23, what are they up to? Can we read it? And these are the numbers of the bands, the people that came, that were ready armed to the war, and came to David, to Hebron, to turn the kingdom of Saul to David, according to the word of the Lord. To do what? To turn the kingdom. Helpers came to David in the bush to turn, because there's no way David will do it. 10,000 of David were not born to confront Saul. He will kill him. That's why enemy that will kill you, God will kill the enemy. Enemy that will not make you to expand, God will terminate the life of that enemy. In the name of Jesus. If your amen can show it is happening to you now. They came purposely to turn the kingdom. God sent them. The kingdom must be turned from Saul to David according to the word of the Lord that cannot fail. According to the word of the Lord that will not fail for you. Begin to be celebrated. Begin to be known all over the world. Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let me tell three people, your destiny will not reject your helper. Let me tell somebody, even if you refuse to say amen, helper is coming for you. I know you are refusing to say amen. But even if you are refusing to say amen, helper is coming for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That name is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Helper is coming for you. 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 I don't know how God will do it, but God will do it for you. In the name of Jesus. Please sit down. There is a sister called Lester. I think about marriage, she has given up. She's been waiting unto the Lord. Her name is Esther. She waited, waited, waited. It got to a time she has written it off that she will ever marry. And she continued very fervent in the work of the Lord. And she was living in England. God remembers Sister Esther. How? Somebody have to die. God call somebody to heaven. You have done well. It is time to open for this sister. How does it happen? God called the first wife of Pastor Kumuyi home. You have done well. Sister Esther, who is, has been a virgin in England, have to be remembered and come and marry you. Praise the Lord. And suddenly, help come for her who has been rich. She has forgotten about marriage. It's not that she's married and the marriage is not working. No, she's never been married. And she has forgotten completely about it. But suddenly, God remember and sent Epa to her. Epa is locating you now. Amen. Look for three people and say, Epa is locating you this morning. Verse 32, where we are reading, what does he say? Out of the people that came to David, there is one tribe called Issachar tribe. They were the people, out of them, David will consult. What is it? And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do. The heirs of them were 200. And all their brethren were at their commandment. They were the people that will say, now it is time, David, let's move. And according, because they, God gave them that spirit to say, we can move. David cannot determine everything. If not, he will run into Ifu Arrow. Suddenly, Ifu Arrow can locate anybody. If you are not working according to time, according to dictate of the Lord, God sent that tribe to David also. Your helper is on the way for you. Amen. Helper that will make your business to enlarge is locating you now. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. That amen is too shallow. Amen. God will enlarge your coast. Amen. God will enlarge your business. Amen. God will enlarge your marriage. Amen. God will enlarge your family. Amen. God will enlarge your finances. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are going to cry, my Father. Are you tired? We are about to start the service. My Father. Send help to me. In the name of Jesus. My Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, I need your help. I need divine help. Nobody can help me. No family can help me except you help me, O Lord. Father, send help to me this morning. Send help to me. I need your help. In the name of Jesus. I have no one to help me, O Lord. No one to help me except you. Father, send helper to me. Send my helper to me, O Lord. Helper that will make me to travel abroad. Send them to me. Helper that will turn around my destiny. Send them to me. Helper that will turn around my business. Send them to me. I cannot be stagnant. I cannot remain in the same place. I need your help. I need your help. I need your help, oh Lord. I need your help. Government cannot assist me except you help me. Family cannot help me except you help me. Relative cannot help me except you help me. Father, send help to me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Three hot amen. Amen. Please sit down for a moment. Let's quickly go to Acts of Apostles, chapter 15. 1 to the end. Who are these council of elders that will represent us? And it's compulsory, according to the dictate of the Holy Spirit, for every member of the council to fast on Saturdays. Unless one does not want to belong. And certain men which came down from Judea. They came down. Judea is Bethlehem, Jericho, Jerusalem. That is the area they call Judea. Where Jesus has performed miracles. From Samaria, all those areas are called Judea. They are different from Galilee. Certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren, and they said, except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. They were saying it. These are men that came from Judea where Jesus has walked and Jesus has resurrected. They were saying, to have salvation, you need to be circumcised. And they were preaching it in synagogues, all over churches. When therefore Paul, apostle of our Lord Jesus, and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and the elders about this question. This question is, how can we be saved? How can the children of God be truly saved? Is it by circumcision? Say, once you circumcise, they were preaching it, that people are saved. And all of a sudden, even Paul was confused. Barnabas, they were confused. They don't know what to do. And they gather themselves. Eh? No. These people too, they are from Jerusalem. How can we be fighting here in the land of the Gentiles that we are to take over the land? How can we go there and be fighting? Let's go and meet the apostles and the elders about these questions. This question, and being brought on their way by the church, they discuss in the church. They pass through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversation of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders. And they declare all things that God has done with them. But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. When they gathered, the Pharisees stood and said, what the Judea people were saying among the Gentiles is good, because they need to circumcise and people need to keep the law of Moses. Pharisees and the apostles and the elders came together to consider this matter. Immediately, Peter gathered the other apostles, James, John, they gathered and they called the elders among themselves. What is this matter that Paul and Barnabas brought? Let's discuss it. They were decision making. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago, God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. That is what we call salvation. Salvation is not by work. It's not by what you do. It's by belief and you are saved. That is all. That is what Jesus is saying. That is why Jesus came to die. Just by your faith in our Lord Jesus, you believe. By your faith, you are saved. You don't do anything. Not by doing anything, just by belief. Peter was explaining. He said, by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel. What is the word of the gospel? That is, belief. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. Peter was explaining. Anywhere I go preaching, even unto Gentiles, God was sending Holy Spirit to them as he was sending to the Jew also. They are born before our Maker. And put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. It is by faith we have salvation. Now therefore, why tempt you God? Peter was explaining. Why are you tempting God? To put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples. Why are you doing this? Peter was still explaining. Which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear. Why are you saying all these things? That except people's circumstance, except people believe in the law of Moses only, before they can be saved. That is highly unbiblical. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. As the Gentiles were saved, we too will be saved by faith and by the grace of our Lord Jesus. That grace will be sufficient for you. 33 people, the grace of Jesus will be sufficient for you. The grace of our Lord will be sufficient for you. Verse 11. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord, of our Lord Jesus, we shall be saved, even as they. Then all the multitude kept silence. When the truth is being revealed, fake will move away. Then all the multitude kept silence, and they gave audience to Barnabas and to Paul. They were not listening to them before. Declaring what miracles and wonders God has wrought, even among the Gentiles, by them. And after they had heard their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon, instead talking about Peter, he said, Simeon had declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the word of the prophet as it is written. Praise the Lord. That was how that heresy that some people are preaching, that was how the apostles and the elders were able to resolve it. Wherever people do not understand things about the Bible, through the Holy Ghost, you fast and we pray. Holy Spirit, we explain it to the apostles and to the elders. Elders with the pastors, they are to be decision maker of the church. The deacons are to be executive part of the church. They were to carry out whatever decision that the bicameral have made. Whatever decisions the elders and the apostles, the pastors, they've made, it is the duty of the deacon and deaconess to carry them out. Praise the Lord. So, you will join us in prayer also and pray for the council of elders, which is not exhaustive, which is not final, for the next 1 year, to which Holy Spirit can remove, Holy Spirit can add, according to the dictate of Holy Spirit and by performance. It is not by mouth or by walking. It is the people who have actually given themselves to the work. They are coming every Saturdays and they are working for Christ that Christ has speak for now. So, councils of elders, after the second service, during the second service, we'll call you out for prayers, and it is essential for us to be meeting on Saturdays. If you are not going to be there, you send us a text to tell us you are not going to be there that Saturday. And God will help you in Jesus' name. Say, God will help our elders in Jesus' name. These are their portfolio, and you continue to pray for them. As you are praying for them, God will be praying for you. Say a big amen. Amen. Holy Spirit will pray for you. Amen. While David was in Ziklag, God sent helpers to David. While we are here, knowing nobody, God is sending helpers to us. God will send helpers to you. Amen. Say a big amen. Amen. Look for three people and say, helpers is on your way for you. Say, whether your enemy like it or not, your destiny will be turned around. Say, I command. Say it now. Say it. Say it. Hold somebody in the hand. Say, I hereby command. By sitting down. You don't know that you are commanding Holy Spirit to do something. Holy Spirit is on stand. You are on seat. Let me clap for yourself. Say, I hereby command your helper to locate you. I hereby decree your helper to locate you. In the name of Jesus, let your helper locate you. Let him 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 locate you. I am by issue a decree. I am by command. Your helper to locate you right now. In the name of Jesus. I hereby command. I hereby decree. Right now. I decree by the decree of heaven. That your helper should locate you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say a big amen. Amen. Let's sit down for a moment. We want to quickly share a topic that says tomorrow about this time. Say it. What do you want to happen? Tomorrow about this time. Let me explain it. Tomorrow about this time may mean 1 year for somebody. It may mean tomorrow for another person. It may mean 24 hours for another person. It may mean 42, 48 hours. Tomorrow, about this time, I mean a month for somebody. It might mean the next 5 years for another. It might mean 10 years. Say, tomorrow, about this time, my destiny will change. In the name of Jesus, say it as you love yourself. My business will change. My family will change. My marriage will change. My career will change. My fortune will change. My car will change. My house will change. Tomorrow, about this time, my life will change. My family will change. My children will change. Tomorrow, about this time. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 24 to 33. Second Kings chapter 6, 24 to 33. And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his host, all his army, and they went up and they besieged Samaria, they besieged Israel. They were surrounding Samaria. And there was a great famine. Let me tell somebody, you will not experience famine in your life. Say it as if you mean it. In the name of Jesus. And there was a great famine in Samaria. Because why? They cannot go out to their farm. The enemy just besieged. They were surrounding. They didn't allow them to go out. They didn't allow them to come in. So they were eating what they have in the house. They finish it. That is what the enemy wants. Enemy, somehow, we do a besiege unto you. You won't know. If not for God, some of us will not be living. If not for God, if it is according to the will of the enemy, that will have been another story now. Enemy besiege Samaria. People cannot go out. People cannot come in. The food they have, they will soon finish it. In fact, as they are eating, they are finishing it. What happened? And there was a great famine in Samaria. And behold, they besieged it until an ass head was sold for 4 score pieces of silver and the 4th part of a cup of those drunk for 5 pieces of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing, the king of Israel does not know what to do. The king of Samaria was passing by upon the wall. Maybe he was praying in his heart. There cried a woman unto him, saying, "Help me, my lord, O king." That woman is not crying to God, he cried to king. And he said, "If the Lord do not help you," the king told him, "If God do not help you, when shall I help you?" If God is not sending helper to you, man cannot help you. Let me tell somebody, if God is not helping you, no man can help you. They will try, but they will fail. Because without God, nothing shall be impossible. Praise the Lord. And he said, "If the Lord do not help you, where will I get power? Shall I help you? Out of the barn floor or out of the wine press." And the king said unto her, "What aileth thee?" And she answered, "This woman said unto me, give your son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow." The famine has gone to the level that they started eating their children. Let me tell 3 people, you will not experience famine in your life. Let me look for somebody, say, you will not experience famine in your finances. Tell somebody, you will not experience famine in your marriage. If you know what I'm saying, you will declare it. It got to a level. They cannot go out, and they were killing their children. They were eating it. God forbid for you. God forbid for me. In Nigeria, we will not experience famine. In Africa, we will not experience famine. By the decree of heaven in the world, we will not experience famine again. Say a big amen. He said, "This woman said unto me, give your son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son and did eat him. And I said unto her on the next day, give your son that we may eat him. And she had eat her son. She's clever. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of this woman, that he rent his cloth. The king started to cry, that this trouble has gone to unimaginable level. You will not experience famine. And he passed by upon the wall, and the people looked, and behold, he has sackcloth within upon his flesh. Then he said, God do so, and even more also to me, if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, shall stand on him this day. Why? It was Elisha that told them, if they didn't change, there will be famine in Samaria. So the king said, so it is the word of this man that was coming to pass upon this town. And he said, I will cut off the head of Elisha because of this thing that has happened. But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders of the town sat with him. And the king sent a man before him. But before the messenger came to Elisha, he said to the elders, see you how this son of the murderer has sent to take away my head. Look, when the messenger comes, shut the door and hold him fast at the door. And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down unto him, and he said, behold, this evil is of the Lord. What should I wait for the Lord any longer? Chapter 7, verse 1. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord, to which I am even saying to somebody here this morning. Hear the word of the Lord. Not the word of the man, not the word of man, not the word of relative, not the word of government, not the word of somebody around you, not the word of the people living, the people in the community. Then Elisha now decreed. He said, hear ye the word of the Lord. He said, thus hear the Lord. Tomorrow about this time. Say, tomorrow about this time. I can't hear you. Whether the enemy like it or not, my destiny will change. Say it to yourself 3 times. Elisha said, according to the thus say the Lord, who cannot fail, the Lord will not fail you. Amen. Let me say, Jesus cannot fail, he cannot fail me. Thus say the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gates of Samaria. Where people are already eating themselves. The man of God just rose and said, by this time, tomorrow, by this time, according to the word of law, there will be an abundance. I have a decree. Tomorrow, by this time, according to the word, believing in abundance. Believing in abundance. Believing in abundance. If it looks like you, shout in your heart, amen. Say to your heart, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. In verse 2, then a Lord, on whose hand, that is one of the officers of the king, lean and answered. When they got, you know, king has sent them to go and gather Elisha, that he wants to cut Elisha's head. They lean by the door. They were standing, they were believing on the king. They were not believing on God. Then the Lord, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God, answered Elisha, and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be? Will it be? Don't deceive yourself. That is what the man is telling Elisha. Say, don't deceive. This it cannot be. Even if God himself make windows in heaven, the way there is famine in Samaria now, how will it be that there will be abundance tomorrow by this time? The man of God answered, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, Elisha said, behold, thou shalt see it with your eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. Is there anybody doubting God here? If there's anybody doubting God, the word of the Lord is saying, you will see it, you will hear it, you will not experience it. Let me tell somebody, that will not be your portion. Say it to yourself, that will not be my portion. Say tomorrow, about this time, my destiny begin to experience abundance. My family begin to experience abundance. My life, my business begin to experience abundance. Let me live in abundance. Say it, begin to say it. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. How did God now do it? About the time Elisha was talking, there were lepers. God sent them. They were saying, if we remain in Samaria with this famine, hunger will kill us. If we go to the enemy, enemy may kill us. And they may decide not to kill us. There is 50-50 chance. If you declare it, there is 50 or 100% chance that God will do it for you. If you refuse, Omurenigo. That is the way Yoruba people say it. Let me tell somebody, Mamurenigo. Don't deceive yourself. Tell somebody, don't deceive yourself. These people, the lepers, they said, it's better not to die in Samaria, but to go to the camp of the enemy, the Syrian. So let them kill us. As they were going, God did something. As they were coming, you know, the lepers, they cannot walk, they were rolling. They were rolling. And as they were rolling, all of a sudden, there were things in their body that were making noise. God was sending terrifying noise to the camp of the enemy. And the enemy were hearing that noise. They were on the run. They were on the run. Your enemy is on the run. They were on the run. Your enemy are on the run. Enemy that says you will not prosper, they are on the run now. They will move from your area. They will move from your children. They will move from your business. Enemy will be on the run for you. For you to gather in abundance. Say three hot amen. Suddenly, the enemy were retreating. I say, oh, these people, they've gone and hired Egyptians. They've hired Amorites. They've hired all our enemies against us. Let's be running. And they were leaving the chariots. They were leaving all their food. They were leaving everything. And they were on the run. Enemy, your enemy will run when nobody was pursuing them. God will pursue your pursuers. He will pursue your pursuers. He will pursue your pursuers. He will pursue your pursuers. Rise up now and say, Father, I can't hear you. Is that how to cry to God? My My Father! Let there be a terrifying noise in the camp of my enemy. And let my enemy begin to roar when I'm not even pursuing. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Say, Father, begin to pursue my pursuers. Begin to pursue them. Begin to pursue them. Those that have been pursuing me, that does not want me to have a breakthrough, begin to pursue them. Those that says I will not have success, begin to pursue them. Pursue my pursuers. Pursue my pursuers. Pursue my pursuers.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Let's